And welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new week. I'm joined, of course, like every night, in the studio with my friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price.
Michael, it's great to be here.
We have a huge show for you today.
A massive show with plenty of content.
Oh, you better believe it.
We're talking about the Great Fall. Someone fell over and you got to know about it.
That's right. And we're going to be talking about roofs, not falling off roofs, thankfully. And also a couple of people in my Facebook feed have been annoying the crap out of me.
Michael, don't forget, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, I know, Lindsay, as you do every time we do the podcast.
Just pull something out of the bag. What's your reaction? And just record it. Just broadcast it onto the airwaves.
Fantastic. And you have to do no work whatsoever.
It's great.
It's fantastic. It's how it's always been on the Snitch and Lins podcast. Stick around.
The great debate is happening in America at the moment. The elections are happening. Debate 2 is occurring today.
Right at this very second.
Yeah. Romney and Obama. I just finished, actually.
Head to head.
Yeah, they're going at it.
Button.
Apparently, Romney won the first debate, but Obama's come back in the second.
Oh, yeah, he's bringing it up the back.
Yeah. And it's great to see these big leaders of this powerful nation discuss these big issues like the economy, the American economy, which has been in the toilet for 5 years now.
Yeah, yeah. GFC, man.
Ooh. GFC hit us hard, hit them hard, especially.
Jobs.
World
medical
peace.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, medical
stuff. That's an
stuff.
Issue, right?
That's a big issue. The free medical healthcare or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big issue. It's a big issue. I love it how these guys are going at it.
Hammer and tong.
Yeah. But our Prime Minister,
Jay Gill.
Jay Gill.
She's still going strong.
Still going strong, but she's not involved in all this. She's got her own agenda.
She does. Well, she's got priorities.
Priorities, yes. She's over in India having a blast.
Oh, loving it.
Love
just ripping it up in Mumbai.
Getting down, if you know what I mean.
Getting down in Delhi town. Dilly? Delhi?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Snitch and Lins don't care about India.
Oh, man, not great for me. Anyway.
For anybody that's listening, Lindsay's girlfriend is Indian.
Yep. Out on the couch tonight. Yeah. But I love how she's like... Okay, let's take it from the top. But I like how she's over there and she's not talking about these big things. She actually takes a bit of a tumble.
She's taking a real tumble.
A real big tumble.
A bit of a tumble. She's taking a dive.
She's stacked it.
If I was betting on her in a boxing match, I'd go, give me my money back. That was a bloody dive and a half.
We've looked at the video. She's walking along in her high heels, hits a patch of grass.
Oh, the grass, killer.
The grass. Tumbles down just, like a bale of hay.
Oh, hits the dirt.
And like we're talking about face in the dirt as well. Yeah, everything. She gets up.
Pretty sure she got up. She had a bit of grass stuck in her glasses. The Indian Prime Minister had to brush her off a bit.
All the Indian guys are like, oh, I'm really sorry about this. Yeah.
I wonder who got the job, because that's always the worst thing is when you fall on grass or if you're rolling in grass, is the grass on your back. Someone's got to be the guy that comes along and brushes it off.
And
who got that job?
What if someone got on like just above the bum?
Yeah, well.
Who's going to do that?
I don't know.
Who's going to do that? Because Paul Keating got in trouble for touching the Queen one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So imagine someone touching the Prime Minister's bum.
Well, it's probably less than touching the Queen, if anything. I don't think anyone would really care. You make it sound like the Queen's, like, below the Prime Minister. She also is, like, 90. Sorry, Jay Gill. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It is embarrassing.
When you take a tumble like that, because it wasn't just a little bit of a misstep. It was like...
a big fall.
Bam, bam, bam. But I reckon she hit 3 knees, stomach, then elbows.
Then possibly even face.
Yeah.
Because everything falls down. Funny story, though. I was reading the article with this video included of her falling over.
Yeah.
And there's another video just below it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Which showed John Howard's falling over when he's walking somewhere on a path. I can't quite remember. He takes a bit of a stack. Not as bad as Julia Gillard, but still a bit of a stack.
That's great. So they've basically gone, we've got one Prime Minister falling over.
Yep.
People need to see the other ones.
They need to see the history of Prime Ministers falling over in slow-mo.
Yes.
I just laugh at myself. I'm like, I love this country. I love this country.
Our country is built on Funny Stone videos, isn't it?
It really is. And below that, they had a whole compilation of John Howard falling over.
Wow. That's fantastic, isn't it?
It
really shows Australia to be the country where we take something that you've done. We will never forget about it, will we?
We'll never forget
never
about it.
Never let that down, buddy boy.
Fell over.
You're the Prime Minister. Forget about it, all right? You think we're going to forget about it? No. YouTube's here, baby. Let's bring them all back in. There's got to be a Robert Menzies falling over somewhere, right?
We'll find it.
Oh, we'll find it. Lynn's pretty amazing thing happened the other day.
Great thing for science.
Mm-hmm. Great thing for space.
Yep.
Just so happens wasn't run by NASA, though.
No, it was the first, or not the first, because Russians did some other stuff in space.
Oh, I believe so. I think Red Bull counts as a country, does it?
Not, now it does.
It does.
Well, Pizza Hut's been in space before, too.
Well, that's true. They had the first advertisement on a satellite, is that right?
That's right. Pizza Hut sponsored that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now Red Bull taken to space.
That's right.
The final frontier.
Felix, last name I can't pronounce, jumped out of it. He made it down fastest or longest, I don't know.
Okay, it was the tallest jump in mankind.
Right.
It was the highest, I believe, something has ever gotten into the atmosphere. Maybe the Bluebird got further, I don't know. But he broke the speed of sound as just a normal human being.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Not bad at all. All right. Yeah. So Lindsay and I, we have some connections in the energy drink business.
Yep, because we're big fans of Red Bull.
Love it.
Gives you wings.
Sure does, Linz.
Refreshing.
Try a can today in our brand new party bottle.
In fact, we're drinking one right now.
Speaking of, very nice. I'm glad you brought that into the studio with you. That worked well as a prop.
I brought one for you too, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay. Delicious.
Great. Keeps us going on the Snitch and Lynch podcast.
It sure does. And being part of the Red Bull team, Lindsay, so I'm sure they can't sue us for saying that, right? And we managed to get ourselves the recordings of Sebastian actually jumping out of the Red Bull canister up there basically outer space.
Yeah.
So you may have heard some other recordings around on the web, but you know what? They're fake.
Yeah. This is the genuine copy because we're part of the Red Bull team.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they put them in there in post.
Yeah.
That's what we call it in the business. Put it in there in post, okay?
Yeah.
We've got the raw recordings right here, right now on the Snitch and Lynch podcast. Let's have a listen.
Let's go.
Okay, Felix, are you ready to jump?
Yep. I'm ready to go. I can see the Earth. It's like a droplet. It's so far away. Okay, I'm really, okay. Really high.
Watch your step walking out on the thing there.
Exactly.
There's a little step there. Just
yep.
Watch it.
Yep. Whoa.
Oh, nearly had a code brown there, didn't I?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. One sec. Oh, shit. Parachute's not attached.
Well, you're meant to have that on the ground, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did somebody talk to you about the parachute?
Don't. Okay, I'll. Jimmy didn't attach it. I'll just tighten it up now.
Okay,
there we go. Parachute. Affirmative.
Look, it's attached. Only, don't worry about it. It's only been 2 years in planning.
Yep.
Christ. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to jump in. Before we go.
Yep.
Are you wearing your poo bag?
Poo bag. Let me just see. Yep, poo bag attached. Affirmative with the poo bag.
Okay, we're affirmative with the poo bag.
Okay.
Poo bag patrol. Okay, he's going to... Okay, good. Okay, we're getting...
Okay, it's pretty high up here.
We're getting confirmation that you're now floating over a giant sewage plant. So we're going to need you to jump now, okay?
Jump now?
Yes.
Serious? I'm not jumping in the sewage plant.
Look, we put $3 million into this, okay? You're going to get pussy for the rest of your life. Jump into the shit, all right?
Okay. This is one small step for a man.
I believe you're copying someone there, Felix.
What do you mean?
That's real original? Look, I know he's dead, but Jesus, he's still going to care. Too soon? Is it too soon, Felix?
A little too soon.
I'm glad this isn't being broadcast anyway, so that's just between you and me, all right?
In memory of him.
Don't tell your mother.
No. One small step for a man, a big endorsement for Red Bull.
And he has jumped.
Whoa!
He's falling.
No, I can't feel my face!
Yeah, it's because you got a mask on. You got the plastic mask on?
I'm going past the town! Faster than light!
Oh, Jesus, he's yelling a lot, isn't he? I thought he was going faster than the sound, he wouldn't be able to hear him. But Jesus, that didn't work.
I'm burning up! It's hot!
Did somebody forget to put the heat shield on him?
Yeah!
Oh no, he's going down like a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Quick! Somebody get the gravy! he's released the chute. Felix, are you with us? Felix?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
The biggest jump I've ever taken.
Looking good, you look like a giant marshmallow in the sky.
Oh, I'm burnt like a crisp.
Oh, that isn't good.
Yeah, it feels good to be home.
Yeah, well, you're down on soil now, so I'll buy you a Red Bull.
Thanks, mate.
On the house.
A new planet has been discovered.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Space news.
Massive planet.
Mm.
Massive planet.
Okay.
so big, this planet, so big, it has in its orbit 4 suns.
Wow.
Massive.
I mean, our sun's pretty big.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, actually, ours is small in comparison to other suns.
Well, okay, then.
Get your chillicutons right.
I'm not as well versed in space as you are, but there you go. I thought it was pretty big.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I thought fitting a million Earths inside a planet was pretty big, but no.
No, apparently it's quite small.
Oh, very small. All right, that's fine.
And this planet's so big, it's been discovered, quote, next door.
Right.
So it's very close nearby.
And we didn't see it before?
Apparently we didn't see it. Apparently.
What are we doing, NASA? What are you doing?
What are you guys doing all day?
Stop slacking off. Red Bull is already ahead of you, by the way.
Yeah.
They've already sent some guy up to jump out of space or whatever he did. Okay? Yeah.
But you guys, you haven't even met the universe.
Giant planet next door.
Right next door.
I've been in a house before, right?
Yeah.
Have you suddenly just woken up one day and thought, oh shit, I've got neighbors? No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen like that.
No.
You look left, you look right, and you go, hey, this guy's either side. Apparently NASA hasn't done this.
No. Maybe it was on the side of the, I mean, the Earth rotates, doesn't it? I was just about to say something really stupid. I'd say, what if it's on the side of the Earth that NASA isn't on? Like the side that,
like,
I'm a idiot.
Get out
I
of
am
here.
A idiot.
We try to educate the listeners, but we don't know anything.
Nothing. What's the point? I have a lot of obsessions in my life.
You have a lot, yeah?
We've spoken about a few of them.
Candles, fireworks,
mm-hmm.
Girls.
I was a bit of a firebug back then. Girls, yes. I've had some obsessions with girls in my life.
Yep.
I'm happy to say that, okay? I feel, though, I haven't had a proper obsession in a while.
Okay.
Okay? But so, I think I've stumbled upon a new one.
Oh, really?
Okay? I feel like I'm bringing a new obsession to the table now, okay? You want to know what it is, Linsman?
I do want to know. I'm curious.
I'll tell you when it all started, okay? I went down to Melbourne with my ex a long while ago. Yep. Went down there for a holiday, right? We stayed in a hotel there. And I just got wondering, can you get on the roof of this hotel? I want to see Melbourne. Like, I want to see the whole thing.
Well, if you're down there and you don't live there, you want to see everything.
Exactly. It was a tall hotel. So I went up to the roof. Door was open. Went out into the roof. I got the whole view of the whole city, man. It was so cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Nobody knew it was up there.
What's it like on the top? Did it have that gravel stuff?
No, it didn't even have that. It had like a air conditioner and a little kind of bit of grate, like metal grate up there.
What kind of hotel was it?
Sure, it's a pretty cheap one, to be honest.
Pretty small, sounds like.
Well, look, it was tall enough that I could see a lot of Melbourne, which I thought that was pretty cool. Okay,
that's awesome.
I've noticed recently, though, I've got a bit of an obsession with getting onto roofs. I've been walking around the city because now I'm back in Sydney. Like, yep. I was in Melbourne for a bit there, and Melbourne doesn't have as many tall buildings as Sydney does.
Yeah,
Sydney's a real skyscraper Sydney in terms of cities in Australia. So I've been going around Sydney just looking at all these roofs going, man, this is just an untapped resource. I could be on that roof right now. I could be out there just seeing stuff.
Why are you on a roof? Are you Spider-Man? Are you learning parkour or something? Just like climbing roofs or something?
Have you been on a roof before, Linsman? Have you been on a real tall roof?
I've been on my roof, which is one story.
Your roof in Oakville doesn't count, all right?
I have to get up there and repair leaks with silicon.
That definitely doesn't count. But Linsman, I've got this obsession now. I'm walking around going, when I moved in my new apartment here,
yeah.
I was like, man, can I get in the roof here? First thing I tried out was going up the fire escape to see if I could get in the roof.
Could you?
No. Can't get on there.
Bummer.
I even got the key, which I thought might be able to access the roof.
Where'd you steal the key from?
I didn't steal it from anyone. You can actually request it. I thought it was a gym key, but it looks the same as the roof key, so I thought it was the same thing.
Okay.
So I thought maybe, well, this is it. This is the secret. Everybody knows that the gym key is also the roof key.
No one knew it. It's cracked on.
And who knows? I might go up there. It might be a gym on the roof, you know? It's that exciting. But I'm also starting to worry now because I've told a couple of people about this, right?
Oh, no.
And I've asked some people, like I asked my housemate, I'm like, hey man, do you know how to get into the roof? How much fun it would be to get into the roof?
And what was his reaction?
Well, he was just like, oh, no, I don't think so, man.
Do you want to get on the roof?
The gym key is, maybe it looks similar to that one.
Yeah.
But I've also mentioned to like a couple people, I honestly think they're starting to worry about me. I think they think I'm suicidal.
He's got obsessive with roofs.
Seriously, I want to put on the table now.
He wants to find the highest building he can get to so he can guarantee that jump.
That when I hit the ground, it's going to be lights out. No, guys, roofs are cool. You can see stuff off them, but all the people are going, man, don't go near Snitch. Seriously, he's a little bit cluey.
He's going to jump. Make sure he doesn't take you up to the roof.
Yeah.
He'll grab your hand and jump.
Don't let him on the roof, and whatever you do, don't let him take you there because he will take you down with you. Seriously. Okay, guys, I just want to put it on the table. I don't need to call Kids Helpline. I'm fine. All
You're
right?
fine?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Also, another question. Do you know how to get to the top of World Tower? Linz, when we're preparing for the show, we browse around the internet at our leisure, okay? And we stumble on the news sites a lot of the time.
Yeah.
News.com is one of our favourites.
Sydney Morning Herald.
Oh, yeah, love that. Yep. A little bit of Reddit, maybe.
Yep.
If there's something in there, something interesting.
Maybe the Australian.
Yeah.
At a stretch.
If we're feeling intellectual, maybe, you know, the age.
Yep. Yeah, something like that.
But, Linz, I was on news.com today, and my goodness, have I found a beauty.
Oh, dish it up, Michael.
Oh, dude, I'm ready to dish this baby up, okay?
Okay.
Psy. Everybody knows who he is, right? Gum-gum style.
Gum-gum style, yeah.
Gum-gum-gum style? I don't know.
Sexy lady. Everyone knows those ones.
Yeah, all right. So everybody knows Psy. And this guy was doing a video report on a band in the US that had done a cover of Psy's song, right?
Okay.
Bit of a kind of fluffy news report, you know, Sunday afternoon stuff.
Nothing really happening.
Nothing real serious, but still, it's a news report. It's on one of the biggest news sites in Australia. And this is what the video report had in it. Have a listen to this.
Ohio University's marching band has performed their own impressive rendition of Psy's Gangnam Style. The performance was so good, it even featured on South Korean news.
Wow.
So good.
So good, man.
The performance was so good.
How is that guy not a voiceover guy? I don't understand it.
How is he not doing movies for Pixar?
Seriously,
mate.
Is there a gas leak in the news.com studios? What happened with this? Like, it's like they got the work experience kid in and said, you know what? It's a Friday arvo. Get in there
and
make something up.
And I'm not a big radio guy. Like,
no. We can't count ourselves as professionals here.
But we kind of got an ear for what's good and what's bad. It really sounds like he's just recording in any old room. Like,
Lindsay, you don't even need ears to know that that's bad. Okay? You can feel how shit that is.
Beethoven would know.
He would, man. He'd feel the bottom of those speakers and go, ooh.
Oh, it's a little rough. Surprise, snitch.
No. You got me.
This is the segment. Now, you have plans for this weekend, right?
I do, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Tamworth for a wedding.
Home of the Country Music Festival?
I believe so. And nothing else.
Hell on earth, literally.
Well, that's a big call. Tamworth is nice.
I'm sure it's nice.
One day we're broadcasting to the people of Tamworth and they come across this podcast and get their pitchforks out.
Yeah, they will. We'll be hung in the streets.
But crush down our castle walls and
bash us with guitars.
Exactly. Golden guitars.
But you're going up there for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that you've forgotten about something that's happening this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
I'm always afraid of that because I always forget things and that's why I have a diary. There's nothing in my diary about this weekend.
Okay, well, one of our friends.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Oh, no.
It's his 21st this Saturday.
Oh, no.
And just to rub it in, everyone, and I mean everyone, is going to be there. People are getting nights off. And you've put a lot of, like, I'm not going to say how much.
You couldn't have told me this before I booked the tickets.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars into these tickets.
I have.
And this is going to be a rager of a party. We've got the podcast off. I'm going to drink a lot. A lot of our mates are going to be there. PC's going to be there DJing.
Oh, what? This is genuine frustration you're hearing here.
Oh.
I'm going to a wedding of, and I'm not going to say that I haven't seen her in a while, but I have not seen her in a while.
A long while.
And
but you're a good friend. I'm a good friend from high school.
Bloody good friend, aren't
going I? All the way that 7-hour bus trip to Tamworth. Booking that very expensive hotel. Why, all the gang, the whole gang is going, woo, where's Snitch? I'm like, at some wedding.
All right. When did you know about me going to this wedding?
To be honest,
yeah,
I only made the connection today. I just like...
You're lucky. If you'd made this connection and held off till now, I was going to slit your throat.
Looks like
I could have booked a bus back. Nah, well, there's no way I could have made it back for that. That sucks for Lucas. Should I give him a buzz and tell
I think
him?
You should ring him because you said yes on Facebook.
I did.
Why didn't you look at him?
Not only did I say yes on Facebook, he's asked me in person as well.
Oh, no.
And I said, dude.
I'm there.
I will be there with bells on my balls. It's going to be fun.
Well, it's going to be fun without you now.
Rippers going and all sorts of stuff.
Michael, it's going to be a rager.
All right.
It's going to be, you know those parties that you always hear about? It's going to be one of those.
This is basically going to be Project X, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be the hangover the next morning.
Exactly. You're going to hear about it for the next 10 years.
You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be the hangover part two. The shit one.
Now, me and Michael were dreaming about when we're going to be big.
Yeah, that's right.
When we're going to be massive.
We love talking about the fact that one day we're going to be huge.
One day we're going to be on radio and everyone's going to know our names.
And in the back of our minds, we think, well, there's no way in hell anybody's going to ever employ us.
It's not going to happen, but we like to dream. Dream big.
And Lindsay got onto the topic of interviews.
Interviews. Now, let's just say, hypothetically, that you and me make it.
Sure.
We're on radio for like 5 years, ripping up the airwaves. Everyone's loving us. Fitzy and Whipper are like bitter against us.
Oh, yeah.
They're snitching lens.
Oh, they're the worst guys ever, apparently.
But the serious thing is, if we happen to get offered to do an interview separately.
So you're talking about like a serious interview.
A serious interview. Or we're on Q&A or
like
something.
Enough rope kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Exactly. I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it.
What was your reasoning behind that?
Okay, now... I'm just scared.
Yeah.
I'm just scared that I might say something offensive.
Uh-huh.
Something possibly even racist.
Really?
And I'm not a racist guy, but
That's where I pulled you up because I said, Lindsay, you aren't racist at all.
But I'm scared I might say something racist.
I don't know how the people are going to trick you into being racist.
They just might.
They're suddenly going to be like, oh, do you dislike Chinese people? And you'll be like, yes. Oh, I've said too much. Sorry, I'm gone.
I don't know. I'm just scared.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.
I'm just scared I might do that. I'm just scared that I might say something offensive and someone says, we don't like you anymore, Lindsay. We don't like you. We liked you when you were funny.
You see, I was always up for doing a serious interview.
Don't do it, man.
I would lap it up.
I'm going to be in the crowd like heckling you. Don't launch, Nish. We know your secrets.
I can see that happening. I really can.
I'll be there.
But you started, when you started talking about it, I started thinking, you know what? Maybe I don't want to do one either. Because in my mind, I think I'm some kind of pseudo-intellectual. But I'm not.
Trust me, you're not.
Like, I think I'm going to go on there and suddenly they're going to be like, oh, snitch. I mean, he's got all these views. He knows all this stuff.
Trust me, that's not going to happen.
And they're going to tear me down and the headline's going to be, snitch is a dumb shit.
Friends saw it coming.
Exactly. Sorry, Snitch.
That's not going to happen, Snitch. Not going to happen.
That's right. So when we get big.
Stay away from the interviews.
No serious interviews for either of us.
No serious interviews, ever.
Just plain silly buggers.
Yeah. Pinky promise.
All right, hold on.
There we go. Ooh, just.
I thought you meant to just,
do the little gripple.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, well, you
meant to grip, but yeah, we just touched it like E.T.
That was kind of like, we touched it like E.T.
We touched it like E.T.
It's going to be a quote.
All right, pants down. Let's touch it like E.T. So, Linz, I'm a little bit excited.
A little bit?
Oh, you could say that.
I could tell you've been excited. About what, though? I don't know.
We've got the movie Wolverine are filming on my street.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Not only are they filming on my street, Lindsay, they're turning my street into Little Tokyo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's the guy that's got Little Tokyo in his street now?
It's this guy. Yeah.
It's this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Hugh Jackman? Hi, Hugh. Oh, no, I'm just in bed. I'm just sitting in bed because you're down in my street now. What, you want to come in for a drink? Sure. Come in for a cold one.
No, he's not.
What, you want to work out together? I've got a key to the gym. Do you want to see my roof?
He's not going to want to do that.
Yes, he is.
He's going to give you the bird with a Wolverine claw.
Everybody has annoying friends on Facebook.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's just an accepted thing in this world.
And even if you block them or you can't view their statuses anymore, they still comment on your status.
Yeah.
It's just go away.
Just get out of here, all right?
Come on.
Now, Linz, I have a lot of annoying friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of them to a lot of other people. People just find other people annoying. It's just, well, that's life.
That's life, yeah.
You're born, you find people annoying, you die.
Yeah, okay? You make friends with those annoying people on your Facebook account.
When you need some money, you ask them for money.
Yes.
That's how the world turns, yeah. Okay? But there is a particularly annoying person who, I'm going to say, is not part of my Facebook wall anymore. Has been unfriended.
Unfriended.
Unfriended, Lindsay.
Oh.
Never to be friended again.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
Are you going to name names?
No, I'm not going to name. No, well, thanks for putting it out
name
there.
Name and shame.
I'm not going to name and shame. Nobody would know she is anyway. But
oh, is it she?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Sherlock here. This Facebook friend.
Unfriended now.
Was a vegan. A vegan.
The worst type of friend.
I know. I know. The thing, like, I've got nothing against vegans. That's my thing. Like, if you want to be vegan, go right ahead, okay? I couldn't care less,
yeah.
Okay? But she is one of those militant vegans. She posts always, constantly, just abused animals on a wall. Like, it's people, like, you know, cutting up sheep or something like that.
And no one wants to see that in the morning.
No one wants to see
that. When you're having your coffee and you're just like, hey, what's happening on Facebook? Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't want to see a pig just bleeding to death on the floor, okay?
No, no one wants to see that.
Don't want to see that. All right? Okay. Keep that behind closed doors, yep. All right? And then give him a bacon. That's it. That's how, that is
how
my view.
Heartless.
I know, right? I'm really heartless, but she's not my friend anymore, so I don't care. The thing with vegans is they're not just vegetarians. Vegans are like nothing.
Strict.
Real strict.
Nothing like no milk or eggs, I think.
Yeah, no milk, no eggs.
Nothing that comes from an animal.
No dairy, no animal products at all.
Yep.
Okay? Nothing to do with animals. So she posts up these things where it's like questioning, oh, you know, where did you get your meat this morning?
It's like the butcher.
Probably.
Worse.
Back of a white van. Does it matter to you?
Yeah.
No, Lindsay. And also she posts up stuff like, oh, milk, shouldn't drink it. It's come from the titties of cows. Stuff like that. Like,
well, where do you want me to get it from? Oh,
yeah. I'm get it from my dog? It's not going to happen.
I stopped breeding, breastfeeding like 20-something years ago.
You nearly said like 15.
I nearly did. I'm like, got to use maths.
That would have been awkward. There was one that was posted up that really blew my mind, okay?
Okay, this just got you really irritated.
Yeah, it was a picture of a chicken and a picture of an egg. And it said, eggs.
Which one came first?
See, I didn't say that. Wasn't questioning evolution just yet. It said, did you know eggs come from chickens' vaginas?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Kind of knew that.
Yeah. So did I, Lindsay. That's the thing. I don't understand this. Who does she think that she's informing that they're coming from chickens' vaginas?
I think everyone knew that.
I'm pretty sure everyone knew that that's where they came from.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't know where they come from, where do you actually think? I mean, you must have thought they must appear from somewhere. They're not coming from the vagina. They're coming out the butt, you know?
They're coming out the butt.
Who's sitting at breakfast going, you know, I really enjoyed these shit eggs, but these vagina eggs, I am disgusted. Now, Lindsay and I are playing a game where we wave to every person that walks past the studio.
Yeah, so we've got these big open panels of glass and windows that people actually walk past and we wave to them.
That's
and
right.
We just play a bit of sweet and sour.
It's a bit of sweet and sour.
A bit of sweet
it?
And sour. Who's sweet? Who's sour?
If people don't remember that, going back to your school days, play a bit of sweet and sour at the back of the bus. Wave to someone. Wave back.
Sour.
No, sweet. Oh. You are not good at this game, are you?
I must admit, I wasn't listening for a second there.
I've never seen someone's brain just think, oh no.
I just panicked. I was like, what did he just say? I'm just going, it's a 50-50. I'm going sour.
Right, sweet. Someone waves back, it's sweet. If they don't wave back, they're sour.
Yeah.
Right. So we're
like
in
a sour lolly.
Yeah. Because the difference with today is usually we come to the studios on a Sunday when there's no one here.
Yeah. It's abandoned.
Yeah, exactly.
We get the whole place to ourselves. We get to do what we want.
Yeah, we do cartwheels around. It's great fun. But today, Lindsay decided to come in on a weekday because I'm going to be away this weekend.
That's right.
And you came in even earlier than I thought you would.
Wanted to meet the gang, meet the guys.
Schmooze around and pretend that you work here. Yeah,
exactly.
Very fun, I must say. And also come into my studio and spill Coke on my desk. Thank you very much.
That's okay. So I was in there for like 2 seconds. I went, uh-oh, we have a spill.
Code brown.
I think I left some chips on the floor too. Oh, so
yeah, there is a couple around. Just look, I'm used to it by now. But we have been playing the wave to the people walking past the studio. How many people have we got so far?
I think we've got three.
Three people have been sweet.
Yeah.
One person sour.
One person I didn't wave to. So I don't know if...
Oh, well, that makes you sour then, doesn't it?
Well, they looked at me. I looked at them. I was just like, I don't know what to do. And then you went off at me. You said, you got to wave to everyone, Lindsay. Yes, you got to wave to everyone.
What if we have to work?
Here's one.
What if we have to work here one day?
We've got to wave. Sweet.
Oh, wait, actually, we got a two fingers up for that.
Two fingers up?
Yeah. Just... No, not that way. The other way.
Not like go stuff yourself.
Yeah. It was more of a peace.
Yeah, peace, man. Peace.
That guy's cool.
I don't know him.
Yeah, but he's cool, though. I mean, you can tell.
I can still see him. No, he's gone.
Oh, okay, cool.
Anyway, I'm sure he was a sweet guy.
Good update on the sweet and sour. We'll keep you updated during the podcast, okay?
Okay.
And it's that time of the podcast again.
For?
Meh.
Eh.
Di.
Te.
Shun.
Shun.
You do not know how this works, do you? I said meh, and then you went eh.
Mind well, I failed English up until you two. I don't know how to pronounce syllables or but Kurt. I had to learn them.
I think everybody had to learn them.
Well, I had to learn them later in life.
You had to learn them in year 12.
Yeah.
All right, meditation time. You know the drill.
Yeah, our brains are fried. Let's just do a relaxation.
Mm-hmm. It's time to kick unwind. Back
yep.
And relax.
Oh, someone, let's wave.
Sweet or sour?
They're sour.
Oh, sour.
Ooh.
Sour but cute.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're into meditation.
Yeah, we're in meditation now.
Hey, Liz.
Yes, Michael.
Be honest with me here. Am I balding?
A little.
A little?
A little. But you're growing hair in other places, so it's okay. Oh,
thanks, man.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
You know when you've got a PowerPoint and it's flicked on, but nothing's plugged in?
Yeah.
Is it still burning power?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Lens.
Yeah.
The coffee place that I go to every morning here.
Yes.
They know me so well now, they have my coffee ready when I get there.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm just really worried. If I, die and stop coming to the coffee place, is the coffee just going to pile up?
It's going to stack up. I hope this guy comes around.
He's got a lot of coffee to pick up. Better bring a forklift or something.
Michael, I currently have a job.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Were you in a job before?
No, I was never in a job. But how hard would it be to set up your own taxi business? Hard or not so hard? Tell me straight.
You're going to have to go to listeners for that one. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't done my research. Hey, Linsman.
Yeah?
Do you think we ask too many questions in this segment?
I don't know. Do you think we do? Too many questions.
There's so many questions out there. No, that was it.
Not enough answers.
No. Not enough laughs on that last one either.
Outro! Ooh. Yeah.
And you've been listening to the Socialist Podcast on that night. We're on out of here. It's been a pleasure, as it has been every week before this one.
Yep.
What a weird way to phrase that sentence.
That's really weird. I'm just like, yep, that sounds good.
Let's just leave
it
at that.
We're both tired. Let's just run it with that. If you've enjoyed this podcast...
There's many more available.
There are many more available. But if you've enjoyed this podcast more than others...
Yes.
It's because we've been recording at a different time slot.
Oh, yeah, we have.
And we've been recording somewhere different. Well, not somewhere different. Same place.
Some
different time.
Different, yeah. We've been recording on a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Do we feel more alive? You tell us. On the Central Lens new website.
That's right.
Or on the Facebook.
Or Facebook's probably better. There's no way to tell us on the website. Snitchalins.com if you do want to check it out, though. It's pretty bitchin'.
It's really cool.
Not going to lie. Pretty impressed with it. Because I made it.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah, I would be. So
no, it's pretty impressive. It looks like Windows 7. I mean, Windows 8. Kind of iconic and the little symbols and stuff.
It's a bit like the Nokia phone, too.
Well, that's made by Windows 8. Just to let you know.
Up with technology,
aren't you, Snitch Man?
I sure am. That's been the Snitch Lens podcast, like we like to say every week.
Spread the love.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
Now, Lens, when we're preparing...
preparing, I think the word is there. Take your time.
Now, Lens, I...
I'm sorry.
Thanks, man. I was right in the zone right then.
You were phased.
I was so in the zone.
I was just like, we stood there for like 5 seconds. I'm like, any day now.
Any day. Come on, Snitch.
Yes.
Bring the gold, baby.
Go on.
Bring the gold.